And in baseball, all-star shortstop Jose Reyes has reportedly signed a six-year deal with the Miami Marlins, leaving the New York Mets after 9 years. Joining us now, Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on takeaway member station WLRN in South Florida. And really, Phil, we just want you to come in for some grief counseling for all the Mets fans up
Mets
here in
fans,
New York.
Yeah.
Important?
Well, it's important, and the timing of this is very interesting, Celeste. It's a six-year, $102 million deal. It's the largest contract the Marlins have ever given out. They're moving into this new ballpark next year, next spring, and the public financing for that ballpark is now being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. So this is coming at a very, very interesting time.
And how many years can we expect Jose Reyes to be playing really well for the Marlins?
It's also interesting, you know, because they really wanted to make a splash with a great Latin American baseball player, and Jose Reyes is the guy to do that. They're still going after Pujols. Mm-hmm. They made a signing and signed a closer. So they're really making this investment in a player they think that will be home to South Florida. But at the same time, there's this new stadium. They've got to make a splash. They've got to get people to come in, and they think this is an international market. But again, with this SEC investigation into the bond sales for that stadium, it makes it very interesting. The Marlins were cheap for a long time. They didn't spend a lot of money. Now, all of a sudden, they're opening up their pocketbooks, and they cried poverty to get this stadium. And it has a lot of people wondering about the deal they made with the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County.
Phil, you're not sounding very, very sorry or empathetic with the New York Mets fans up here.
Well, be careful,
Phil. I'm hearing glee in your voice.
They may need $100 million worth of doctors to keep Jose Reyes healthy down there in Florida.
You know, the place will really go nuts if they manage to sign a Pujols or a Prince Fielder, the other big free agent. If that happens, you might get some bandwagon jumpers, and certainly this is a baseball market that's known for bandwagon jumpers because we have two World Series titles, and really the only time that the team had any attendance was when they won the series. So it'll be interesting. It's a very interesting time to be a sports fan here in South Florida.
Okay, so you're going to make a prediction for us on their next season?
I would say that the Marlins are looking pretty good. They got their closer. They've got their shortstop. They move Hanley Ramirez to third base now. If they can sign another slugger and get another pitcher, they might be in contention. And that's, again, the only way you can draw fans here to watch baseball in South Florida.
All right, that's Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on takeaway member station WLRN in South Florida. Thanks, Phil.
My pleasure.